I often laugh to myself about how cliched it all was. A storyline so similar to one I'd seen in a shitty made-for-TV movie. Neglected wife has an affair with someone she employs. But that's really what happened. Sometimes I wonder if he hired you deliberately, knowing he couldn't please me. I'd watch you outside, trimming the hedges, taking your time. The funny thing is, they were always lopsided. You did a terrible fucking job. You must have borrowed those tools from a friend. There's no way you had any previous experience in this profession. Maybe you'd seen me before around the neighborhood. Perhaps you were in a car with some friends and drove by my house as I was collecting the mail. Is it possible you intended to seduce me all along? It doesn't matter now. I wanted you from the first moment I saw you. I remember how it all started. He showed up one afternoon while he was working. It was such a mild day, a little breezy, a chill in the air. It's funny how you chose to wear a thin t-shirt. I could see the lines of your chest through it. I could see you starting to sweat just a little bit. I walked outside and offered you a glass of water. You looked at me. Smoldering glare. Wiping beads of sweat from your forehead with your forearm. Flexing so I could see your muscles. I'd love one, you told me. Before I turned to walk away, you looked me in the eye, matter-of-factly, then using one hand, you gripped the collar of your shirt and peeled it over your head, tossing it to the ground. You couldn't help but smile a little when you saw my mouth drop. You were teasing me. Oh, the things I wanted to do to your body. Your stomach needed my mouth and hands on it right that very instant. But you made me wait. You came by once a week for a month straight, each time managing to peel off your shirt just as you noticed me staring at you through the window. And during each visit, I'd find an excuse to go outside to be near you. Or just walk by the window in a short dress, bending to pick something up off the floor, right within your line of vision. I knew you were noticing me. I swear I could see you getting hard through your jeans, gazing at me through the window as you pretended to work. My husband figured out that you didn't know what the fuck you were doing. Listen, he said one morning. He needs to be gone. Look at the shitty job he's done in the backyard. What are we paying him for? Get rid of him today, would you? Take care of it. He left in a huff that day. I couldn't stand the thought of you not being around. I didn't know what my life would be like without someone as delicious as you in it. You were exciting, intriguing. I'd already fucked you in my head so many times. That day, I decided I would put on my bikini and bring you a glass of water. It was another mild day, but the sun was out, so it was just an excuse to try to get a tan while I caught up on my reading in the backyard where you happened to be working. As I brought you the water, your eyes didn't leave mine. I was shocked that you didn't take your eyes from mine. You didn't study my body, or comment, or seem the least bit interested. Honestly, it irritated me. How dare you? I was your boss. Had you been pretending to want to fuck me all this time and now you weren't even interested? Now that I was practically naked? I sat in a lawn chair with my book as you continued to ignore me. You know what I thought? I should get rid of him. I would serve him right. For leading me on. I called you over. You stood over me. Body dripping. Peeled off your shirt. Taunting me again. As the words started to leave my mouth, I knew they were a lie. I couldn't fire you. But here I was. Doing it anyway. And then you laughed at me. Can you believe that? You laughed, and then you said, "Well, if that's it for today, do you mind if I use the bathroom before I leave?" I hesitated and agreed. You followed me inside, and I led you to the bathroom. As I sat in the living room, still in my bikini, I suddenly heard the shower start. What? The nerve of you using my nice, clean shower to wash off your filthy body? The one that I wanted and that you dangled over me? Torturously for all these weeks? I was not going to stand for this. I stormed into the bathroom. I was surprised to find you left the door ajar. As I started to open my mouth to yell at you, you turned to face me and opened the shower door. Water fell from your gorgeous shoulders and trailed down your body, dripping down to the tip of your hard cock. I studied the muscles in your legs. I saw you were aching for me. "Come here," you commanded, and I obeyed. You grabbed my hand and lifted me into the shower with you, removing my bikini in two moves. It fell to the floor. Your mouth was on me in an instant. Your mouth, on my tits. "Kneel," you said, and I obeyed. I wanted you so badly, I would do anything for you. Anything your cock desired, I was going to do it. You traced the tip of your cock on my mouth, then lowered it, rubbing yourself over my tits. Just when I thought you wanted it between my breasts, you forced me to stand. "You're ready for me, aren't you?" you whispered as you stripped me completely naked. "Nearly," I said, and we kissed. Then you turned me around, started spanking me. You knew I wanted it. You knew I wanted your hand on my ass. You knew I wanted your hand to turn my ass red from your slaps. You knew each time I would clench and want your cock even more. This was just a preview of what was to come. And then you told me you're going to fuck me. Use me, I told you. Use me. I'm yours. Fuck me any way you like. And you did. Oh, you bent me over
and I held onto the towel bar as you entered me in one move, fucking me tight and wet from behind. I was hungry for your cock, and you knew it. You knew these little games we'd been playing were only making this better. You knew you could make me scream over and over again. And as you pounded into me, as the water fell on us, my ass sore from the marks in your hands. Just as I was about to come, you pulled out, and I gasped. We're not finished yet, you said. Dripping, you turned off the shower. Without drying yourself off, you walked to the bedroom. Follow me, you commanded, and I obeyed. You made me lick the water from your skin, and I did it with pleasure. I wanted your pleasure. I wanted to please you. I started with your face. Kissing and licking down your shoulders to your chest and your stomach, and I ended up at your cock. Please, I want it again. No, you said, open your mouth, and on my knees again before you. You grabbed my hair, and you fucked my mouth, and I loved every second of it. Oh, I had been waiting for so long. I dreamt of your cock in my mouth every night, and here it was. Then you relaxed your hands and let me take over. I wanted to milk you dry. I decided I didn't even need you to fuck me anymore, but I wanted every drop of you in my mouth. I wasn't in charge though, but it was clear this is what you wanted to do. You like it, don't you? You want your cum all over me? No? You want it in my cunt? No? Where do you want it? Oh. In my mouth? Anything. Anything you want, baby. Anything. Anything you want. My mouth is hungry. That's right. Come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. I know that's what you want. You're not really going, are you? You can't just leave after that. Do you want to come by again next week? The pool needs cleaning. Yes. I'd like that. Anything you want.